This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLradio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
Welcome back, everyone. Along with our producer, Katie Robbins, Joe Smith, and John Callahan, here's the starting lineups tonight for the Eastern T-Birds. They are 8-10, coached by John Neal in his second year, 18-23, combining the last year and this season to date. Trevor Yoho, a 6'4 junior, starts at one forward spot along with Logan Richardson. Briar Martindale at one guard. He'll run three guards tonight in the starting lineup. Briar Martindale, a 6-foot senior. Jeff Graham, a 5'10 sophomore. And Cam Krieger, a 6-foot senior, as John told you. Young man has got a free throw string going, a 90% free throw shooter. More importantly than that, he's one of the fine sharpshooters in the area, averaging over 15 points, three rebounds, a couple of assists, and two steals the ball game. He is a 6-foot senior and had a real nice game against the Edgewood Mustangs last year. As we go back and look at the effort that he had and played well and scored 14 points in that ball game a year ago. I take that back. I beg your pardon. He missed that game because he had the flu, and the scoring was picked up by a man that no longer is with him, the departed Camden Seago. He had 24 that night, but Graham had 13 and Martindale 15. So the Mustangs will counter with Jonas Carmichael. Check it. It'll be Austin Renard jumping center with Braden Patton, Cole Craddock, Tanner Thomas, and Ryan Newman. The Mustangs will go from left to right on the radio dial, getting this ball game ready, as they always do. They keep the trains running on time out here in Ellettsville, and we are right at 7:30 and ready to roll here as the official J.K. Whiter from Fishers will toss the pumpkin in the air. It's a knocked around, and we'll jump it again.
Kind of interesting how they got everybody set up. Usually you see them all around the circle and everybody's on one side and right.
J.K. didn't throw it quite that high that time, and it's controlled by the Edgewood Mustangs. Tanner Thomas with the basketball as the Eastern T-Birds will come out in a man-to-man. By the way, they're dressed in, and their colors are red and black as well. Playing out of Greene County, they have their black road uniforms with white numerals and a red trim. Tanner Thomas with the basketball being hawked by Briar Martindale. Nice inside move and a beautiful pass by Thomas to Braden Patton, who starts the scoring. Braden averaging about 55% from inside, and the Mustangs are off to a good start, 2-0. With the basketball out back is Jeff Graham on the give and go. That is Krieger. And back to Krieger, and they'll work him along the floating baseline, and that is a nice shot by Cam Krieger, and we're tied at two. Nice pass that time from Jeff Graham, the young sophomore, expecting a lot out of him after Krieger graduates. Here come the white-clad Mustangs in the half court already. Down on the wing, they whip it around now. Out it goes to Cole Craddock, the leading scorer still for Edgewood, a little over 14 points a ball game. Inside is Tanner Thomas, back to Renard, and good patience here. Newman, they all touch the ball, with the exception of Braden Patton here in this half-court set. Again, Eastern in a man-to-man early. We're tied at two. Shot a three-ball. Renard, no good. Loose ball rebound. And it was, a rebound credited to Logan Richardson, the 5'11 senior. But he couldn't control the ball. He went and got the defensive rebound, but the turnover gives Edgewood the basketball. And underneath their own basket, triggering it out, will be Cole Craddock. Tied at two here in the early going. Into Renard, and they'll work the half-court set against man pressure by the Eastern T-Birds. Eastern 8-10. And as I say, they've been involved in a lot of close ball games, and they have a winning record among the five games that they've played, five of their last seven. Been decided by three or fewer points. There's a bad pass and a steal and a save by Trevor Yoho. Yoho brings it across the line himself, deals it now over to Jeff Graham. Graham, a good ball handler, only a sophomore. averaging himself in double figures at about a little over 10 and a half points a ball game. Out with the ball is Logan Richardson. About the only thing, a non-familiar name they don't have on the roster this year is Strasser. As the ball is stolen away, Richardson couldn't hold it in the low post. Edgewood basketball. Of course, Yoho and Richardson's and Martindale's, very common name over in Salisbury, Eastern Heights, and in a good portion of Greene County. Turnover by Eastern gives the Mustangs the basketball around the pick. Jump shot, Newman on the way, got it. Ryan Newman is first two. Ryan's averaging has been steady all year long, averaging about 6 points a ball game. A 43% field goal shooter gives the Mustangs the lead 4-2, and tying it up with Jeff Grimm. So Grimm ties it at four. Quickly, here comes Cole Craddock in a hurry across the lane, spins it out over to Newman, back to Tanner Thomas. Now Thomas will run the point and takes the dribble, top of the key, over to the left side, still on the dribble. Round the pick, set up by Renard, trying to get it inside. Braden Patton up off the glass, he's fouled, and the foul is going to be on Logan Richardson.
Yeah, Patton doing a good job, Joe, inside, gaining position that time, and used his bulk to draw the foul.
Well, Braden draws the foul, and he'll be going to the free throw line, shooting a couple, 82% on the year. Braden has really steadily improved his free throw shooting as the year has gone on. This being the 20th ball game of the year, and the free throw is good. Nothing shabby about Edgewood's free throw shooting as a team. Coming into tonight's ball game, shooting 72% on the year. Braden, the 6'5 junior, averaging a little over 6.5 points, 5 rebounds. Doling off about an assist and a half a game. This one too hard, and it's cleared out of there. And the rebound to Briar Martindale. Here come the black-clad Eastern T-Birds, and they throw the ball away, and that was Jeff Grimm, a bit too high, looking for, actually, Krieger threw it away, looking for Jeff Grimm. So Edgewood with the ball right now. 5-4 leaders. We're in the first quarter if you just joined us here on a basketball Thursday night. Mustangs with two regular season games left. Newman puts up a shot no good, cleared out of there by Trevor Yoho. Trevor, good ball handler, comes across the line. He's the tallest Eastern player on the hardwood right now. Gets a surprise pass from Grimm. There's Briar Martindale, and he connects a three ball. Martindale is a sophomore, 5'11 senior, and he's been averaging. Logan has about 4.8 points a ball game. I said that was Martindale. It was Logan Richardson with the three ball. And Eastern has a 7-5 lead. Still in their man-to-man defense. Jump shot taken by Newman. Got to get another one.
Two in a row from that spot.
Yep. Ryan puts this one into a 7-7 stalemate here. Ball thrown away again by Eastern. Here comes Cole Craddock to the base of glass. Missed the shot. Cleared out of there. And that is Cam Krieger. Krieger in a hurry, and the ball slapped away and stolen nicely that time by Ryan Newman. Quickly the other way, Cole Craddock will try it again. Nice pass inside. Braden Patton back to Cole. 15-footer, got it. Give the assist to Renard, and Cole's got his first basket. Shooting from inside the arc, a cool 67% on the year. He doesn't miss many of those, and he shot it about right at the free throw line where he's 83%. Inside move taken. Jeff Grimm missed the shot, cleared out of there by Renard. Here comes Edgewood. Little giddy-up offense now. They were posting Renard. What a nice move, and he'll draw the personal foul on Logan Richardson again, and that's two.
Yeah, again, Patton looking for the ball inside tonight, Joe, and it's been, what's the ball with authority, going back to the free throw line.
He was just there a minute ago. He's got 3 points in the book, trying to add to the 9-7 Edgewood lead with 2:55 to play here in the opening quarter. Bounces it a couple of times. He'll be a mainstay in his senior year for Jerry Bland next year, and a bona fide candidate to be All-State. He had a great junior campaign as he rolls that one in. Substitution in. Here comes Devon Beach, a 5'8 senior, and he comes in and replaces Logan Richardson, so they lose about 3 inches in height. And Richardson sits down after shooting the three, but he's got two personal fouls here in the opening quarter, and Braden hits both of them.
Also, freshman Caleb Hamilton checking in at that last timeout.
Hamilton had a nice ball game for him the other night. Last week, they lost a tough one to South Knox, 75-72 after they beat and came from behind over at Sioux City and beat White River Valley 58-56. Ball kicked out of bounds. And in that game, Hamilton had 12 points. So he is a young freshman. They're expecting big things out of over at Eastern Heights. 11-7 is our score. 4-point Mustang lead. Beach with it. Down on the wing, Graham, a three. Got it. He could do that. Graham now with 5 points in the quarter to lead Eastern. And it's 11-10. Edgewood works it around the horn in the half court. We see also Cooper Bybee's checked in for the Edgewood Mustangs. And a shot taken by Cole Craddock. Did he have his foot on the line? I believe he did.
He did.
So Craddock with his second field goal, 13-10. So Edgewood shooting at a nice clip offensively. Ball almost stolen away by Carmichael. Shot inside. What a play that was by Caleb Hamilton. Young freshman wastes little time getting into the scorebooks. And it's 13-12, and we got us a nice ball game here in the opening quarter as Hamilton scores his first field goal. Cooper Bybee with the ball now. Cooper's been improving as the games go on, and so's that kid. He's done it all year long, Ryan Newman. So Newman with 6 points in the opening quarter. Beach with the basketball, double team. Good pressure tonight, good ball movement. There's Hamilton, and the ball's deflected but blocked in too much of the body by Jonas Carmichael.
First foul whistled against Edgewood in the ball game.
So Carmichael picks up the personal foul. Here comes Colden Roberts into the ball game, another familiar Greene County name, along with the Yohos and Richardsons and Martindales. And we're talking about the Roberts. Many of them reside in Greene County as well. And Colton whistled in right now, a 5'8 junior, and he replaces Jeff Graham, who leaves with 5 points. So he'll have another one. We're talking about Caleb Hamilton. He was a bit short that time and missed both of them. And it's cleared out of there by Jonas Carmichael. Pardon me. Carmichael coming off the bench tonight. Gets the pass to Renard. Dealing it out. Cole Craddock a three. So Craddock picking it up now. 7 points in the quarter to lead the Edgewood Mustangs. And they have an 18-12 six-point lead, their largest in the ball game. Beach trying to go to the right baseline, does, spins it back outside, over to Roberts. Roberts still on the dribble. Now Yoho inside, and he was hacked on the arm going in. It'll be a non-shooting foul, and Eastern will have the ball underneath their own basket.
That's the first aggressive move we've seen Yoho making this ball game tonight.
Still was scoreless is Yoho. Been averaging about 8 points a ball game.
Carmichael's second foul. He'll have to come out.
Yep. It's good picking them up like that. In bunches, I'm talking about. There's a grab of the hole by Bybee.
Well, that's not having too many fouls called in the ball game. We've had a bunch here for Edgewood here just in the last 30 seconds.
We've had three. Not even played a minute off the clock with the three. Graham, nice pass. Yoho wasn't looking at it. Spins out of his arms, goes out of bounds. It'll be Edgewood basketball. 41 seconds to play in a good quarter it's been for EHS. They lead it 18-12 here. Tom Anderson's crew, Shaytan Howard with a 24 tonight. 55-51 winners, they're 11-8. And we got an offensive foul called illegal screen down underneath the Edgewood basket, and it's going to be on one of the littlest guys on the floor, and that's Ryan Newman.
Wow.
So Newman picks up the personal foul, and it appears that Eastern will have the final shot unless they turn it over, and they've got a few here in the opening quarter. With the ball is Caleb Hamilton. Freshman gives it up now. And now John Neal wants one shot. Colden Roberts with the ball. Roberts, a junior, around the pick set up as Beach. There's that same play they worked before. And there's the runner by Krieger. No good. Fight for the rebound. Edgewood has it. Ball almost stolen away. It is by Beach, but that's the end of the first quarter. But a good one it was for Edgewood. They come out of the first 8-minute period with an 18-12 lead. at the end of one, and we'll be back with second quarter action here at the Corral in Western Monroe County at Ellensville. Edgewood with a six-point lead. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, as we have side out to the Eastern T-Birds. Second quarter, we'll give you the shooting splits in a minute. 18-12, Edgewood. Ball stolen loose and stolen out of there on a nice move by Edgewood. And the ball is taken right back by Yoho. The ball was taken by Tanner Thomas, and now they trade turnovers as Edgewood could not hold on to the ball. It went out of bounds.
Okay, shooting splits, Edgewood 7-10, 70%. Eastern hitting 5-7, so that's close. That's over 70%. Six turnovers, though, for Eastern in the first quarter.
Cam Krieger trying to get the ball inside to Jeff Graham. We got a scoring discrepancy here. John's got Krieger with seven, but you say Graham's wearing jersey 30 tonight.
He is, but Krieger's wearing 10.
The ball triggered out to Krieger, and now Graham has it. But since we're in radio, we never give numbers out. Across the court now, Briar Martindale has been back in. Logan Richardson is still on the bench. He has two personal fouls. 18-12, ball almost stolen away. Newman goes after it, and a scrum on the floor, and here comes Edgewood. Loose ball, another turnover, shot by Bybee. A three ball. Super Bybee, and John Neal wants a timeout early. Didn't take him long. We're only a minute into the second quarter, and Bybee starting the second quarter. He did not start the game, but he's been shooting well from three-ball range. A young sophomore going to get his first shot of the night. 21-12, a nine-point lead. Edgewood owns it. We're back with more from the Corral here in EHS in a half minute. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. John Neal with the timeout, a little powwow. His club of the largest deficit of the night. The ball slapped out of the arms of Jeff Graham, the 5'10 sophomore. 21-12 after the Bybee three-pointer has put the Mustangs into their biggest lead of the ball game. They shot well, 7 of 10, as John told you, in the opening quarter. 6:48 to play. Krieger with 7 points, looking for 10. He shoots a three, misses here. Yoho had the ball, slapped out of his hand, but an over-the-shoulder foul. It's going to be whistled on Cooper Bybee, and that's two on him. Jonas Carmichael on the bench with two. Cole Craddock was out for a breather, in now, and Bybee leaves. So Cole comes in, having scored well with 7 points in that first quarter. We got another whistle and a foul in the paint. And I don't know who's grabbing who. Maybe it was Caleb Hamilton, the freshman. Nope. It's going to be on Craddock, obviously, an Edgewood Mustang player with the Edgewood Mustangs in those Indiana Army National Guard uniforms tonight. A three-pointer dumped in by Briar Martindale. Well, they've hit three different Eastern T-Birds, have knocked in trays, and a bad pass thrown by a Mustang, and that was Renard. It'll be Eastern basketball, and they're right back in it after the John Neal timeout. Trailed by nine, now it's a six-point ball game. And with the ball in half court, now back is Briar Martindale. Averaging about 7 points a ball game, give and go as they run their offense in the half court. Well, they like that play there, and there is Krieger with a three, no good. Ball not falling for him tonight as Ryan Newman comes across the timeline. Over to Cole Craddock on the left wing. Out to get it is Braden Patton, who had a good first quarter. Bad pass, stolen away. Mustangs not looking for the Patton pass that time. Inside, and we got an offensive foul called against Jeff Graham. So a turnover to the Eastern T-Birds. The ball did not go in. It wouldn't have counted had it gone in.
Yeah,
21-15.
Excuse me, Joe. Craddock doing a good job of setting up for the charge. That's 9 turnovers against Eastern here in the first half.
Yeah, and it's really unusual. Not like them. I mean, they've been averaging 14 a ball game, but 9 seems relatively high here. A lot of them were unforced in that first quarter. Patton sets the screen. Nice bounce pass. Renard is free. Compliments of the assist from Tanner Thomas. So Austin with his first two of the night. Austin's been shooting the ball well. 59% on the year. 23-15, 8-point lead. Our largest has been 9. Down on the wing, they work it over to Krieger now. We got another whistle and a problem. And a foul is going to be nailed on the Mustang. And Ryan Newman. That's two on him.
Yeah, we've got three Mustangs now, Joe, with two personal fouls.
Carmichael on the bench with two, along with Cooper Bybee, and Ryan Newman now with two as Dave Mahurin summons, looks to be, and is, Jason Brown. He'll be coming in shortly. And it's going to be another whistle and another, we got a one and one. That was the call. So Krieger.
Get that free throw streak going here.
And now here comes Brown into the ball game. Jason, a 5'11 sophomore. And to the bench goes Ryan Newman. What's that streak out to?
He's at least hit 13 in a row.
Well, he's got 15 now as he hit both of them. Actually, it's a one and one. He hit that one, and now he'll be awarded his bonus as Edgewood over the limit. And Eastern with only three team fouls. Nice rotation on the ball, and he continues along at game time. Krieger, a 90% free throw shooter. He'll get a rest and sit out. But they cut it to 6, the Z-Birds, after trailing 21-12. After Edgewood shot 70% in the opening quarter to take an 18-12 lead. Patton pulled way outside. Clears it over to Craddock, down on the wing to Brown. Back to Patton. Trying to draw Yoho out and now draws him inside. Renard also deep in the paint. Gets the return pass that time from Craddock. Trying to make a move inside. Austin up over his head and got it. Renard with the last 4 points, and it's to an 8-point lead at 25-17. Beach comes across the line, double team, ball, let's see. Good defense by the Mustangs. They collapse with the trap and induce Devon Beach into a turnover, and Edgewood gets the ball back, leading 25-17.
10 turnovers now for Eastern.
So running the point will be Tanner Thomas. He'll do that with Ryan Newman on the bench with two personal fouls. Delivers it down. Renard's been hot as of late. Back it goes to Tanner Thomas. They work it over to Cole Craddock. Steps inside, and we got a grab and a hold and another foul. That is the fourth team foul. That one's going to be, I believe, on Jeff Graham. And that's two on him. And immediately comes Colden Roberts back into the ball game. He played briefly in the first quarter. So the fourth team foul is first among two Eastern T-Birds. Little hook shot, little hook jump. That time by Braden Patton fell off, and here comes Eastern, and they turn the ball over again as Roberts is called for traveling.
Well, they may have their season average here in the first half.
25-17. 3:57 to play here in the opening quarter if you just joined us. South playing to the west of us, down on 46 at Patriot Hall tonight against the Owen Valley Patriots. Renard with the left hand, in and out, no good. Clearing the rebound comes Roberts, quickly it up. Shot taken. Pryor Martindale misses here. Beach, I think, in the check it. It was Roberts with the rebound, and he couldn't handle it. Here comes Edgewood the other way. Renard got iron, and that's it. Instead of using the glass, kind of willy-armed it, and hit barely the iron, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Eastern as Roberts comes out. 25-17. Edgewood girls play Northview tomorrow night at Brown County. Out of the corner, Cole Craddock.
Out.
So Craddock now with 10, including 2 3-pointers, and we got another whistle and a foul, and a two-shot foul it will be. I don't know if they got Tanner Thomas or not on that. They didn't. It was called on Brown. Or check that. Wait and see. It was Jason Brown picking up the personal foul, and they put the wrong man at the line.
Yeah, Krieger got it in the front court quickly.
So Krieger now with 3-5-7, 10 points already, 28-18, a 10-point lead. Actually, they put the wrong score up, didn't they? And a shot taken from the line, 4 out of 4 for Krieger. And I guess it was a 10-point lead. So that was our largest of the first half. It is now down to 9 points. Edgewood attacking. Tanner Thomas on the dribble, pressured by Krieger. Eastern Estate, and it's man-to-man. Down the lane, nice move. Tanner Thomas traveling with the basketball. So a turnover for Edgewood.
Only four for the Mustangs.
Mustangs have been pretty good with the ball this year through their 19 ball games. Only averaging a little over 12 last week. Unfortunately, one too many against Brown County in that disheartening loss. They turned it over 15 times against the Eagles and lost the chance of the possible co-championship. Krieger draws the foul again and will go back to the line for the fifth and sixth time.
Yeah, Joe, he's very aggressive at that offensive end. Gets to the free throw line.
Yep. Personal foul going to be whistled on Cole Craddock, and that's two on Cole, and delivering his fifth in a row from the line is Cam Krieger.
Very impressed with the play of that young man tonight.
A senior. He's had a couple of 30-point-plus games. Oh. Finally misses it, so the long streak comes to an end at 18 in a row. 28-20, though, as Eastern cuts into the 10-point lead. Renard deals it down, and they work it around. Thomas over to Brown. Brown deals it back. Renard came all the way over to the left wing now, trying to go around the screen. Jonas Carmichael back in. Good ball movement in the half court by the white-clad Mustangs. And they'll work some time and work their offense out of their offensive set. Renard, a three ball, poorly shot that time. He was off balance and did not get a real good look, and Eastern has the basketball. Quickly across the line, Yoho, after setting the screen, comes inside, and we got a jump ball call. Possession arrow is going to go to Edgewood.
Yeah, well, Travis just really never got into the flow of the small game offensively.
Nope.
Tried to force that shot there and had the jump ball.
So another turnover.
13.
And here comes Tanner Thomas walking it across the timeline. 8-point lead. Largest has been 10. A minute 49 to play in the opening half here. At the Corral, they'll have seniors night on the 24th. And Cole Craddock is grabbed by Beach, I believe. Mitchell next week. Beach picking up the personal foul, his first. Still, that is only the 15th foul here in the first half, and a non-shooting foul as Brown will take it out. Edgewood's half court. They lead by 8. Minute 40 to play here in the opening half. We're in the second quarter. Renard, Brown, they work it around the horn. Dave Mahurin stoically sitting and watching the activity. There's a beautiful pass by Cole Craddock, and the shooting a free throw will be Jonas Carmichael. Well, I tell you, Jason Brown started it with a great recognition pass inside to Craddock, who dumped it off to a wide-open Carmichael, and he couldn't finish. But there was a reason for that, because all over him was Trevor Yoho. That took his arm off. At the line, Carmichael's been a good free-throw shooter. Misses here, barely got iron. 70%, but Jonas, an on-and-off starter, did not start tonight. 1 of 2, his first point of the night. And the 6'7 senior in the scorebook, and back to a 9-point lead. Edgewood's biggest was 28-18. With the ball, Beach, they work it now over to Martindale. Richardson's on the bench with 2. Krieger's got a 2. Stepped inside the 3-point line, and he's got 14 in the ball game. 29-22. So Krieger looking for another big night for John Neal. Dialed in tonight big time, and there's a sloppy pass. It went off the shoe top of Tanner Thomas, and Dave Mahurin wants a timeout. Can't blame him. Before we take a break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. As we crawl up to the 8 o'clock hour, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. And with Edgewood leading 29-22, we'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Well, Dave Mahurin wanting a little timeout. Was granted a timeout. His Mustangs with a 7-point lead. We'll play defense now. A little full-court pressure. And let's see. What do they call here?
I guess a warning.
Carmichael?
Yeah. Guess maybe had his arms out of bounds, in the out-of-bounds area.
So Eastern will trigger it in, and they get it in this time to Krieger. Inside a minute to play. Here comes Cam across the line. Beautiful pass inside, and the basket missed that time by Caleb Hamilton. He couldn't finish, but that wasn't the fault of Krieger. That was a bullet right in his hands. He couldn't finish off the glass. Edgewood, let's see if they work for the final shot. Down to 33 seconds to play. Brown with it. Renard, and that appears is what they're going to do. Thomas, going to say Tanner couldn't use his dribble because the ball dropped out of his hand. He passed it instead over to Renard. He has it right now. Down to 19 seconds to play. Looking up at the clock, deals it over to Craddock, back to Brown, back to Craddock. Down to 11 with 10 seconds to play. Up stands Dave McGurin. Down the lane goes Renard, and into the basket it goes. 5 seconds to play, and Renard with his sixth field goal. Krieger will shoot about a 35-footer. It would have counted had it gone, and that would have been a three, but he got neither. Ball didn't go in, and the Mustangs lead it here at halftime. 31-22. Three games left of the regular season. The draw for the state tournament is coming up Sunday. And the Edgewood Mustangs have arrived at halftime, leaders by 9, 31-22. Our halftime show, sponsored in part by J&S Locksmith, proud sponsor of Edgewood Basketball, by Bill Carpenter and his crew at Motor Service at Fifth and Rogers, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. See how they can keep you nice and toasty the rest of this winter. Go online at kellerheating.com. John will have his numbers when we come back. Halftime here, non-conference game. Edgewood in this little border battle of county rivals. They lead the Eastern T-Birds 31-22. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Carmichael, we're going to try a half-court shot for some money. And leans into it and deals it and about hit it. How about that? I thought I heard him say that if you hit the half-court shot, 10 grand. He gets three shots.
Grand? Wow. Well, he didn't. Short on that
one. He's got the right angle.
10 grand? The really? Wow.
Half-court shot on its way. Ah! In and out, no good. So Graham Jeff showing his basketball ability that he's given to his son, Jonas. Of course, the longtime successful volleyball coach here, not only here, but Bloomington South. So they got the last contestant, so that's why we got a little bit longer halftime. Our halftime show brought to you in part by Keller Heating and Air, your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, serving Monroe County and the surrounding area since 1972, online at kellerheating.com. By the way, before the game, Dave McGurin was given his nice autographed ball, emblematic of his 300th career win by Dirk Ackerman, the principal out here at EHS. So Jerry Bland has ramrodded the festivities here in fine fashion, much like he coaches football for the Gritters, being aided by John Chance. 31-22 is our halftime score. Next week, John and I will be over in Columbus at Columbus North to welcome in the Bulldogs and the South Panthers to the airwaves. Or I'm sorry, the Panthers have already beaten them. We were there, did that ball game last weekend. Andy Hobson and the North Cougars, who, by the way, have a matinee game at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. South, of course, winning big tonight over at Owen Valley. They'll be out of action until next week as the girls have kind of taken over with the Friday night games and the Saturday games. So they started back on Tuesday, and again, Bloomington South still alive in Shelbyville. And they will play Columbus East. And the Edgewood Mustangs, Gary Sims and crew, will take on the Northview Lady Knights. And that ball game will be over at Brown County. I believe that is the second of two. As a matter of fact, I know it is, so that will start around 7:30 tomorrow night. Edgewood over Eastern in the JV game tonight, 55-51. Tom Anderson's crew, 11-8. Shaitan Howard with 24 and Connor Morton with 10 points. So, both clubs have returned to the hardwood. Edgewood, 31-22 leaders. Cole Craddock with 10. Leading scorer in the first half was Cam Krieger, working on another high-scoring night. He's got 14 in the opening half, and we're back after this two-minute break. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Side out to the black-clad of the Eastern T-Birds. They trail 31-22. Joe Smith along with John Callahan, our producer tonight, Katie Robbins. In the corral, three games left in the regular season and an opportunity to finish out the regular campaign 13-9. Of course, unfortunately, they had that forfeit game that they had to give back to South Vermilion, or they'd have an 11-8 record. We got a whistle and a grab right off the get-go by Braden Patton, holding on to Trevor Yoho.
Yeah, we had four Mustangs that had two fouls in the first half, and that's Patton's first.
Yeah, we've had a lot of those grabs and touches. Krieger trying to get him closer, does from 15 feet. He's got 16 in the ball game, his fourth regular field goal. So Krieger's had a nice scoring night with his 16-point effort. 31-24, Birds cut it to 7. Renard down posted low. Patton is outside. Now we'll set the screen. No, instead goes down to the low blocks. Tanner Thomas, Ryan Newman, obviously the same starting five. With it free, there is Tanner Thomas, his first two of the night.
I think Martindale thought somebody was going to pick him up, and yep, nobody did.
No help side that time, and Tanner Thomas unmolested right to the glass, his first two of the night, and it's a nine-point lead. Yoho misses the shot and cleared out of there by Renard, or rather by Patton. Here comes Tanner quickly to Renard down on the wing. They'll try it again. Newman dishes it out. Cole, a three on its way, got iron. Newman kept it alive, and the loose ball over to Tanner Thomas. Clears it over to Renard now as Eastern gets back into its man-to-man. Ryan Newman whips that ball over to Cole Craddock, back inside. Little hook shot by Patton, no good. Fight for the rebound, and here comes Eastern the other way, and Cole Craddock. And we got a timeout called. I don't know if Yoho took one in the chops or what.
I think he did on the Patton hook shot.
So he's a little woozy right now, and here comes Jeff Graham. Or let's see what John Neal's going to do. He got one poked in the eye, it looked like. I don't know. He seems all right. He doesn't want to come out, but reluctantly sits down, and John will have to go to his bench, and he brings in Logan Richardson. Check it. He brings in Caleb Hamilton, the freshman. Richardson in there, Krieger, Graham, and Martindale. With the basketball right now is Briar Martindale. Put up a shot, no good, and Braden Patton has the rebound. Patton doing a nice job in the RB department tonight. Over to Renard. Half-court offense being run right now by the Mustangs. They lead it by 9. The biggest lead has been 10 tonight. At 28-18, down on the wing, Ryan Newman off the pass from Thomas, whips it out to Cole Craddock. Good ball movement. Renard touches it over to Thomas on the right wing. Goes right wing. Baseline shot off the glass. Got it. Tanner Thomas has worked free. Both of his field goals, he's got 4, and it's the biggest lead of the ball game, 11. And it comes with 5:55 to play here in the third quarter. 35-24. Dump pass inside from Krieger. Shot taken outside. Briar Martindale, no, and Patton's got another rebound. Clears it over to Renard. Quickly, the Ponies gallop up to the half court, and Tanner Thomas lost the ball out of bounds.
Six turnover for Edgewood.
Well, that's not near as bad. Eastern, really, their own worst enemy in the opening half. What they end up with? A bunch of TOs.
13.
And they've been only averaging on the year 14.2. So a lot of them were costly. A lot of them were self-inflicted. 35-24. Veach has checked into the lineup again. Over to Krieger, and picking his pocket was Tanner Thomas. Over it goes to Ryan Newman off the glass. Got it. Beautiful play. Thomas started it with the steal, and Newman finished it with the basket at the other end. And Edgewood out to a 13-point lead, and they steal it again. Craddock over to Thomas. Tanner off the glass, and it rolls in. And John Neal wants a timeout, and I can't blame him. As Edgewood has busted it open here with a great 8-2 start to the third quarter. They lead it by 15 with 4:59 to play here in the third. Back in a half minute. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Joe Smith, John Callahan, biggest lead of the ball game. 8-2 run, John, early, and the Mustangs doing it with defense.
Yes, they are, Joe. I think in this ball game, I can think of at least 8 to 10 points that Edgewood has scored directly off their defense. Here in this particular run, 6 of the 8 points have been courtesy of the defense.
Well, Tanner Thomas exploding for 6 of the 8 points here, and all of them have been easy baskets. 2 he's made in transition, and the other coming on a nice steal and pass by Ryan Newman. So John Neal has his little powwow, and here come the black-clad Eastern T-Birds. Back into the ballgame, by the way, is Trevor Yoho, who still hasn't scored. Shot taken and a three. Logan Richardson comes in his second triple of the night. He's got 6 points. The T-Birds have knifed through 4 triples here in this ballgame, and it's helped stem the tide a little bit. Cuts that 15-point lead down to 12, and a travel call against Tanner Thomas gives the ball back to the Birds.
7th turnover.
So Yoho in there, along with Jeff Graham, Veach, and down on the wing, Logan Richardson. He was saddled with 2 early fouls, but he does have 2 3-pointers tonight. Veach got good quickness, running basically the point with Graham. Graham with the basketball. He's been quiet tonight. He hasn't scored. So 2 of their starters have not scored tonight, Graham and Yoho. 39-27, Graham handling it out to a guy that's done a lot of scoring, and that's Cam Krieger. Shot taken by Graham, and he got it. So Jeff Graham scores his first 2 of the ball game, and they cut it to 10, 39-29. And coming across the timeline is Ryan Newman. Out is, let's see, have they made any substitutions? They have not. Same starting 5 in there right now. Patton's had a good third quarter with rebounding. Austin Renard, he's directing traffic, trying to get the ball inside to Patton, and it was last touched, they say, by a bird. So the Thunderbirds will play defense, and the Mustangs will trigger it in, and usually the trigger guy is Cole Craddock. And it is Craddock that will set the ball into play with 3:33 to play here in the third. Well, the scoring done by Thomas and Newman, all of the scoring here in the third quarter. Renard. Eastern has played man-to-man the entire ball game. Veach almost committed the personal foul over the shoulder there of Thomas, who made a quick stop. Craddock, cross-court pass, Newman back to Thomas. Thomas directing traffic, gives it up for Cole. Back to Thomas now, looking and finding Patton. He'll try to drive a lane, shut off. Good defense that time by Logan Richardson. And the Mustangs working some time now with a 10-point lead. Good defense by Eastern, though. Inside Patton, and there's that little hook shot of his, and it rolled through. So Braden Patton, his second field goal. He's got 7 on the night. And it's 41-29, back to a 12-point lead. That's been our largest, check that. We've had a 15-point lead, 39-24, I believe it was, inside. And let's see, on the arm is Braden Patton on Trevor Yoho, a non-shooting foul.
Patton's done a good job tonight defensively on Yoho.
Sure has.
He's only attempted, Joe, 1 shot in the ballgame.
Well, until Graham just hit, John, earlier his first field goal of the night, you're looking at 18 points. Yoho hasn't scored at all. He's been averaging about 8, and Graham about 10.5. So that's been sorely missed out of the Thunderbirds' offense, and we got another foul call.
I think Ryan Newman has picked it up.
Well, if so, that's going to be 3 on Ryan.
I think that was a 3-ball attempt by Krieger.
Well, Krieger missed and lost his string of consecutive free throws at 18, and that one got the shooter's roll, bounced around a couple of times, and went in. So he's 7 of 8. He's got 3 points and 17 in the ballgame, 41-30. And Krieger will be looking for his 8th in 9 attempts from the line in the air. Got it. 18 points for Cam Krieger. 41-31, and they stay in the same area code. A 10-point trailer after trailing by as many as 15 here in the quarter. Again, Edgewood trying to get some folks involved. Austin Renard has not scored. He is in there, has stayed in there. Jonas Carmichael checked in for Patton. Good give and go in the post. Carmichael tried to do something with it. Fields it out. Renard, we got a three-second call against Carmichael.
Yeah, Carmichael should have just taken that thing right up there.
Or taken one of those Patton hook shots.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
And I mean a Braden Patton, not a Patton, P-A-T-E-N-T. P-A-T-T-O-N. And Braden's kind of done well with that this year. 41-31, two-minute mark in the third. With it, Graham deals it out over to Krieger. Down on the wing, need to get Yoho in the offense, and Tanner Thomas picks up the personal foul. Inside a minute, actually I misspoke. It was inside 2 minutes. We have a minute 53 to play. That is the fourth team foul. Edgewood, or rather Eastern, has kept the Mustangs from shooting free throws as John trying to dial up on that expensive city-owned phone of his. 41-31. Except we're using the dial pad, so there is a little interference.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like the good old days where we have the blue box. There's a pass inside, so we'll have to do it during the break, John. Yoho trying to hold on to the ball, and we got another foul called, and again it's Newman. Or rather Thomas, and hits his second personal foul. We've got 6 Mustangs with 2 personal fouls. That one on Ryan Newman, he's picked both of his up here, or rather Tanner Thomas, both of his here in the quarter. Yoho looking for his first deuce, put it up with the left hand. He just cannot get a shot to fall for him tonight. Rebounded out of there by Edgewood. With it off the pass, Cole Craddock over down to Ryan Newman setting up the offense. Check that. That's Tanner Thomas. 41-31. Play is kind of slowed down here in the quarter. Edgewood with only 10 points, and 6 of those scored by Tanner Thomas. Cooper Bybee is checked back into the ball game, and a timeout call. Dave Mahurin wants it right in the front of where the ball was, and it was in the hand of Craddock. So we'll take a half-minute break. 41-31, Edgewood with a 10-point lead. 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. Back in a half-minute, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith, John Callahan, our producer, Katie Robbins. Tonight's broadcast being brought to you in part by the People's State Bank right out here in Ellensville. A local bank helping individuals, families, and businesses for well over 100 years. A bank that truly cares about people. It's right in the name, the People's State Bank. And by Smithfield Security, they've got new low-cost energy management equipment that allows you to manage your light, thermostat, and more over a monitor security system. For a safe and efficient home or office, schedule a free on-site assessment. Give them a call, Smithfield, 812-876-2211. Austin Renard, a nice move inside. Carmichael had the rebound, lost it. And here comes Eastern of Green the other way, trailing by 10. Down on the wing with the ball is young sophomore Caleb Hamilton. Shot taken by Graham. Well, if Graham could get hot, he hasn't scored until this quarter. He's got 4. He's been averaging 11, and the lead is 8, 41-33. 21 seconds to play here in the quarter, and Edgewood will go for the final shot. Craddock around the screen, set up by Thomas. Now he's looking to find a mate, and Beach comes in and steals the ball. What a nice play defensively by Devon Beach. Here come the black shirts of Eastern with 3 seconds. Shot by Krieger, a 3, no good. Fight for the rebound. Mustangs control it. That was Craddock, and that's the end of the third quarter. Not a real productive third quarter, only 10 points in it. Eastern trails by 8. After trailing by 15, we head to the fourth quarter after this one-minute break. You're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. So 41-33, final eight-minute period. Out in front of us here at the Corral on a Thursday night, Newman will get the ball from Thomas, and we're underway. Cooper Bybee stays in the ball game along with Cole Craddock and Austin Renard, the 5 white shirts, wearing those silver National Guard Army National Guard uniforms on this special night. With, as John pointed out, some of them say respect, loyalty, duty, and we got a whistle and a foul. Well, I'll say one thing, John, we've had a lot of those tonight.
Yes, we have.
As we mentioned, there were 6 Mustangs with 2 personal fouls. This one on an Eastern T-Bird, and that was Jeff Graham, his third of the night. They're 41-33, so still nice and tight. 8-point lead. Tanner Thomas with the ball, deals it over to Ryan Newman, who's checked back in. Ryan playing with the two personals, actually with three. Cooper Bybee delivers it. Now they trap. Cross-court pass. Renard comes up with it. Down the lane he goes. Put up a shot. Got it. Nice move by Austin Renard. His first basket of the second half. He's got eight. Quickly, Jeff Graham drives, and he was fouled going in, and he'll be going to the free throw line. Only the third T-Bird to visit the line tonight. Cam Krieger is 8 of 9. Caleb Hamilton was there earlier, missed both his free throw opportunities, and here's Graham, a 73% free throw shooter, in and out, no good. And boy, these are key points now. 43-33, lead was 15 in the third quarter. That's been the biggest. Graham cuts it now from a 10-point to a 9-point deficit as Trevor Yoho, still the, well, the man that hasn't scored, John, and 8 points in a game like this is 8 points.
Yeah, he's only taken two shots in the ball game. He's really only had one aggressive move to the basket. Tedgwick's done a good job on him defensively.
Beach applies pressure. Here comes the Mustangs hurriedly. Tanner Thomas with it over to Renard. Down on the wing, Cole Craddock. Craddock deals it now over to Newman. Mustangs have moved the ball well. They haven't turned it over tonight, well, less than 10. Only got about 7 or 8. Newman down on the wing as Bybee now is grabbed on the arm. Little arm bar foul. Not against the offensive player, but giving the shiv to Craddock that time, or rather to Thomas as he went by him. Was against Martindale? Yep.
Hamilton.
So Hamilton with his first personal foul. 6:45 to play in the ball game. Next week, the Mustangs will go to Mitchell and then close on Seniors Night, as they traditionally do against the Cascade Cadets. With it, Newman, ball overhead. Eastern has played a man-to-man the entire ball game. They lead right now by 9. They have the basketball. Renard, Bybee. Bybee only a sophomore, showing a lot of promise. The more he plays, John, the better he's getting.
Yeah, he really is. Every game, his confidence level continues to grow.
And there's plenty of room with Ryan Newman, of course, being a senior, graduating the point guard down on the baseline. Leaves it now over to Bybee. And Edgewood running its offense real well. What Dave Mehurin wants to see. Down on the wing, why not? Wide open. They got the right guy shooting it, but he missed it. That's Cole Craddock, and here comes the T-Birds the other way. Graham putting up a shot. Shot it too far over the rim. Easy rebound for Bybee. Renard back to Connor. Now, Ryan Newman will settle in the half court. Deals it over to Craddock on the left wing against Bybee. 43-34, 5.5 to play here in the ballgame. We want to talk a little about the Edgewood contingent of Rutgers. There's a bad pass stolen away by Hamilton, the freshman. Inside, Graham off the glass, and it stayed in the cylinder. Well, Jeff Graham has finally woken up here with his offense. He's got 7 points here, all in the second half. And we got us a ball game, 43-36. Edgewood has scored only 12 points in the second half. 5 minutes, and we're talking about, what, 11 minutes total. And they're not going to score that way as Renard threw it away.
11 turnovers now for Edgewood.
So Dave Mehurin getting a little, he's getting more than just heated as he grabs Braden Patton. He couldn't get him in the ballgame soon enough. And out comes Bybee. So the T-Birds go to work. A 3 will trim this to 4. How about that? 7-point deficit for the Eastern Heights-based squad, Salisbury, Indiana. Green, Eastern Green, down on the wing, looking for their ninth win, throwing up a shot. Graham, no good. He felt that he was in his zone. He's been hot here in the second half, but that one didn't fall for him. Here comes Edgewood the other way, and we got a whistle and the foul. Grabbing him on the arm, and that's going to be Briar Martindale. Still neither team in the bonus situation, and Eastern's done a great job keeping Edgewood off the line. with fouls. Not anywhere close. They never did get the bonus in the first half. They have only three fouls here in the second half. So they've got three to give. 43-36. Edgewood with a seven-point lead. And they have just kind of unplugged themselves offensively. They're running some good sets, but when it's time to shoot the ball, John, it's not going in. They have but 12 points here in the second half. Down the lane, shot taken, Patton no good. Fight for the rebound. Let's see who outfought who. Renard was there, and I think his foot was on the end line. It's Eastern basketball. Well, he was in the same vicinity with Briar Martindale, and they give the ball to the Thunderbirds. Still plenty of time left in this one. 4:03 to play. Last year over in Eastern Heights, Edgewood was beaten by Eastern Green, 66-60. This one not quite as high scoring. See if Yoho can get him a basket. Working against Patton, laid it in. Nice move inside, and Trevor Yoho with his first 2 points of the night, and it came at the 3:45 mark of the ball game. So better late than never, I guess. Boy, they're trapping well, wide open. That left Cole Craddock off the glass. Good recognition that time, and Cole's got his first field goal of the second half. He's got now 12 in the ball game. So they swap baskets, 45-38. What a nice power move by Trevor Yoho. So Yoho, two in a row, 45-40. Back down to a five-point lead. Yoho almost picked the pocket of Braden Patton. Patton now. Boy, I tell you, that was awfully close to over and back. I tell you what, and no whistle. 3 minutes to play, and there's a breakaway. Nice pass by Renard to Tanner Thomas. So Tanner with 8 points here in the second half, and that expands the lead, or at least causes some more separation. It was down to five. Now it's a seven-point lead. They can shoot the three. There's a shot taken from three-ball range by Jeff Graham, no good, and another breakaway basket, but Craddock could not hold on to the ball. It goes out of bounds. Wow.
Trying to push a little too quick.
47-40. Getting back to that game last year, that was a dandy ball game. Settle had one of his better games. He's playing over at Greenville College in Illinois. He had 27 in that ball game. But the Siegel kid who graduated had 24. Martindale had 15. And he has only 3 points tonight, and that was on a three ball. Eastern with the ball right now. They trail by seven. Don't have to be in a big hurry. Nice pass inside. There's a shot taken. Logan Richardson counted and one. Well, that was a beautiful pass inside by Briar Martindale to Logan Richardson, who delivered the deuce. And Richardson now with 8 points, trying to complete the three-point play.
Renard kind of got no man's land underneath, had no choice but to foul him, couldn't keep him from scoring the basket.
Richardson, a southpaw, he's a 69% free throw shooter, trying to complete the three-point play, and it rims out no good, cleared out of there by Thomas. But the T-Birds are down five, 47-42, 2:11 to play in the ball game. Now Edgewood will work clock, and Eastern will trap. They've been good at taking the ball away out of the trap when they've gone that route. And right now, Renard, as they start to spread the floor a little bit. Edgewood, good ball handlers here. Roy Newman got away with it. No, he didn't. Right there is the official, Dennis Cinderly, from Fishers, calling the travel that time on Ryan Newman. So Newman turns it over with a minute 56 to play. Tell you what, John, a couple of threes here, and it could get real intriguing. This little inter-county, or rather a county, the county Eastern right up against Monroe, wide open, and Yoho's been a difference in the fourth quarter. And timeout called by Eastern. John Neal wants to set up his defense. So we'll keep it right here, John. 47-44, we have a one-possession game.
Tell you what, Trevor Yoho, a big reason that we had that one-possession game. He's really woken up here in that fourth quarter. He's got 3 of 3 shooting from the field, and he's been the difference.
Well, at one point in the second half, it grew, the lead did, to 15. And Edgewood, who had a 9-point lead at halftime, had 31 points. They've scored only 16 points in the second half. And you got to give the T-Birds credit. And Yoho coming alive now in the fourth quarter with 6 points. And now a one-possession game, 47-44, with plenty of time, especially the way that Krieger and crew can shoot the three ball, but giving them a big boost has been Yoho in the fourth quarter. Graham has scored 7 points in the second half, so there's 13 that they did not have, as neither one scored a point in the first half, John.
Well, if you take a look at their numbers in the first half, they, for a combined shooting in the first half, they only took one shot, and that was by Graham. And again, as you suggest, they really opened it up here in the fourth quarter. Krieger had 18 points in the first three quarters, has not attempted a shot yet here in the fourth quarter.
He has only one field goal, a couple of free throws, so he's got 18 in the ball game, but he had 14 at halftime. Shooting the ball more. Now, here we go. Getting a little testy for the Mustangs. They lead by three. Minute 44 to play. And the out-of-bounds play. They'll have to come floor length with it and triggering it in. Thomas over to Cole Craddock. Tanner knows what he's doing with the basketball. Comes across the timeline. Now they'll trap Newman. He delivers it quickly. He didn't hold up at any. And now those two play catch. Connor Bybee's a good ball handler. He's in there for that purpose right now. And there's the bounce pass inside. Oh, what a pass by Thomas into Renard. He couldn't get the shot away. No shot clock in high school basketball. Down to a minute 16, and we got a block foul, I believe, called on Krieger. Still a non-shooting foul. They have two to give before any kind of a bonus situation goes into effect. And again, that's played to Eastern's plus side, John.
Sure have.
47-44, and Edgewood's a good free throw shooting team, 72%. They finally get it in, and now we got another foul. Stopping the clock with a minute 11 to play. 47-44, Edgewood clinging to a 3-point lead. T-Birds trying to come back from 15 down in the third quarter and made it a ball game tonight. They trigger it out, does Edgewood, Newman to Craddock. Cole with the basketball over to Renard. Pulled way outside. Being hawked by Yoho. There's the release pass inside, and Renard takes it back outside on the pass to Bybee. Down to Cole Craddock down the lane. Cole got a lane, put up a shot. Got it, count it. What a beautiful move with the left hand by Cole Craddock. Actually, he went to his left and shot it with his right hand. Nonetheless, it went in, and what a move by Cole Craddock. His second field goal of the second half. His second field goal of the fourth quarter down the stretch here, John.
I tell you what, Edgewood really showing good patience that time. Good ball movement, good movement away from the ball. Craddock with a great shot there.
Well, the best free throw shooter for Edgewood, 83% on the air, and he makes it a three-point play, and it couldn't come any bigger with 54 seconds to play. So Craddock's old-style three-point play has given now Edgewood a six-point lead, and Eastern will have to attack quickly. Out of the corner, Martindale a three. And cleared out of there on the missed shot that time by Ryan Newman, and that may do it. Down to 35 seconds, and they have to foul right now, and Logan Richardson picks up number three. And that will put Edgewood in the 1-1, and Ryan Newman will be stepping to the free throw line, and he's been as prolific as Craddock has this year from the line, 81% on the year, trying to take it out to 7 points here in the final half minute, and he misses. Cleared out of there by Eastern. With the ball is Richardson up court. They got to get it in the hands of Krieger, or at least I would. He touches it for a minute. Over to Martindale, back to Krieger. He likes that left wing and shoots and misses from three-ball range. Fight for the rebound, and Graham goes after it. And let's see, he was on the end line. It'll be Edgewood basketball. That should sew it up, John.
Hey, Joe, here about a minute ago, we were talking about a one-possession game, and now, boy, things have really turned Edgewood's way since that point.
Well, I tell you what, they have. They've shut out Eastern here in the last minute and a half and really hammered. And let's see, did they call a foul or not?
They
called a turnover on Edgewood.
Yeah, so he touched it out of bounds.
Well, he may have stepped out, and we're talking about Ryan Newman before he was flat hammered. And there is Krieger, a three straight out, in and out, no good. Tipped around, we got a shove off underneath, and that's going to be the ball game. It's going to be against an Eastern T-Bird, and doing the shoving off was Logan Richardson, I believe.
Edgewood now is 11 seconds to go in the ball game, finally going to the free throw line.
Finally to the line, they've shot only one free throw, and that was on that big three-point play, the old conventional three-point play by Craddock. that took it out to a six-point lead. Eastern now has not scored for the last minute 40. They've been held scoreless in the air and connecting Craddock. So Craddock nearing now another outstanding double-figure game. Of course, he had 10 in the opening half, has 2, 4, 5, 6. He's got 16 in the ball game and misses the free throw. 7-point lead, but only 8 seconds to play. Inside shot put up by Richardson, no good. Rebound Renard, and that's going to be the ball game. Down to one, and the Mustangs win it, 51-44. But a gallant effort put in by John Neal's Eastern T-Birds. They come over from Eastern Heights, find themselves down 15 in the third quarter, and fight back to make it a one-possession game with a minute 45 to play, and then they're shut out during that 1:45 as Edgewood wins it tonight 51-44. Well, that makes it a sweep for the Ponies tonight. They beat Eastern's JV team 55-51. How about Shaitan Howard? Looking forward to watching that young man play next year. He dumped 24 on the T-Birds tonight in that JV game. Well, our postgame show has arrived, brought to you in part by Black Lumber and by Advanced Auto Care. We'll be back with our halftime show and numbers after this two-minute break. You're listening to Edgewood, a winner tonight, 51-44, Mustang basketball. Welcome back, everyone. We're at the Corral tonight. Our post-game show kicking off, brought to you by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson, your local home improvement specialist with all the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements, and by Advanced Auto Care. For routine maintenance or repairs on your car, see Andy and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive, or give Andy a call tomorrow at 330-1620. Well, the Eastern T-Birds dropping to 8-11 on the year indeed made it interesting as they outscored Edgewood 22-20 in the second half, and that was after they trailed by 15 in the third quarter. Edgewood came out red hot. They hit 7 of their first 10, led 18-12, extended that to 21-12 in the second quarter, and broke at halftime, leading by 9, 31-22. But then that's when Edgewood started being defensed. The trap was working for John Neal's Birds. They got right back into the game, trailed 41-33, and the ball game got down to 3 points with a minute 42 to play at 47-44 on a three-point play by Cole Craddock, who, as John will tell you, was not the game-high scorer tonight, but he was Edgewood's scorer again. But that was a key basket because from that point on, Eastern could not get in gear and tie the ball game up as they couldn't get anything to go in. So Edgewood pitched the shutout over the very vital final 1:42 of that of this ball game. So they win at 51-44. Earlier tonight in the reserve game, Tom Anderson's crew, they win, and they post now an 11-8 record. Edgewood, by the way, now 11-9, but we all know it should be 12-8, but it isn't, so we're not going to continue to sing that song the rest of the regular season. But we will sing a song and look for the Mustangs to complete what amounts to now two more games in these final three games, two very winnable games down at Mitchell next weekend, and then Cascade on a Tuesday night, February the 24th. Both of those contests are 7:30 ball games. And for you Mustang fans, the draw for the state tournament is coming up on Sunday. And, of course, Edgewood, they rotate the sectional. They'll be playing at West Vigo this year. It was at Northview last year, so West Vigo will be the site for the sectional coming up starting on that first Tuesday of March, which will be March the 3rd. Black Lumber, your local home improvement specialist with all the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements. Now with his numbers as we continue along on our post-game show, here's John.
Okay, Joe, the Mustangs only had one player reach double figures tonight, but that was Cole Craddock. He had 16 points, as you say. That wasn't the game high tonight, but he was the leading scorer for Edgewood, and he put together a great shooting night, 6-9. Actually, we had several Mustangs shooting excellent from the field tonight. More on that here in a second. Craddock, 6-9 from the field, 2-3 behind the arc, 2-3 from the stripe, 16 points and a rebound to pace the Mustangs in the scoring department. Then we have three guys with 8 points. Austin Renard, 4 of 8 shooting from the field. He had 4 rebounds. Tanner Thomas, 8 points, 2 rebounds and 3 assists. Thomas, 4 of 5 from the field. Ryan Newman hit all 4 of his field goal attempts, missed his lone free throw attempt. He finishes with 8 points, points and a rebound. 7 points, 4 rebounds, a couple of assists for Braden Patton. He was 2 of 6 from the floor, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. 3 points and a rebound for Cooper Bybee off the bench. Cooper hitting his lone 3-ball attempt. He missed a 2-ball attempt. And Jonas Carmichael scoring 1 point. He had a couple of rebounds. Carmichael's points coming on a 1-of-2 performance in the charity stripe. Jason Brown played, did not score, but he did pull down a rebound. But the three guards of the trio, Cole Craddock, Tanner Thomas, and Ryan Newman tonight, Joe, they shot a combined 14 of 18 from the field. So good production out of the trio in the backcourt tonight for the Edgewood Mustangs. For the Eastern Thunderbirds, Cam Krieger started hot, cooled off somewhat in the third quarter, only had 4 points there, and did not score any points in the fourth quarter, but he still has scored enough in the first half. He had 14 there. He finishes with a game high of 18. He was the only player for Eastern to reach double figures. Logan Richardson, on the strength of a couple of 3 balls, finishing with 8 points and 2 boards. 7 points and a rebound for Jeff Graham. Graham scoring all 7 of those in the second half. Trevor Yoho with 6 points, 2 rebounds. All 6 of those points, likewise, coming in the second half. Briar Martindale, the only other player to score for Eastern tonight. He had a 3 ball in the first half. That's the only shot he hit. He was 1 of 5 from the field, finishing with 3 points and 4 rebounds. Colton Roberts did not score. He had 2 rebounds off the bench. Devin Veach likewise didn't score, but he had 2 rebounds off the bench. And the only other player to score for Eastern tonight was Caleb Hamilton, Zillican young freshman. We'll see a lot more out of him in the years to come. He finishes with 2 points. Shooting splits, Edgewood tonight, they'll be very pleased with this shooting number, 64%, 21 of 33, 3 of 6 behind the line, 50% there. Free throw line, a little shoddy there. They were just 6 of 10 from the stripe. They only didn't have a lot of opportunities, though, until late in the ball game to do that. Well, they had 6 free throws in the first half, didn't shoot any in the third quarter, and again, they finished 6 of 10 for the ball game. Eastern, 46%, 16 of 35. They were 4 of 12 behind the line for 33. 8 of 13 from the free throw line. Edgewood, a slim advantage of the board, 16 to 15. Turnovers, Edgewood with 14, and Eastern cleaning up things in the second half. They had 13 at halftime, and only committed 2 turnovers in the second half, so they finished with 15 turnovers. Final score, the Edgewood Mustangs coming out of here, snapping that 2-game losing streak, 51-44 winners.
And we'll be back with John's Edgewood at Green and Schultz trial lawyers, player of the game, and we'll close things out. Take a look at a rather thin Monroe County basketball scoreboard. Bloomington South playing over at Patriot Hall in Spencer tonight against the Patriots. And we'll close out things from the Corral. Again, 51-44 the final. Edgewood a winner over 7 as they move by 7, rather, as they move to 11-9. Back after these timeouts, you're listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball. One final time from the Corral on a Thursday night. Joe Smith along with John Callahan, our producer Katie Robbins. And if you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect, call Green and Schultz toll-free at 866-685-6800 or go online at greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you.
Okay, Joe, I think we're going to go with Cole Craddock tonight. 6-9 from the field, 2-3 behind the line. He was 2-3 from the charity stripe, really remained in the flow the entire ball game and led the Mustangs tonight with 16 points and a rebound.
So he is our player of the game. And again, earlier tonight, Shaytan Howard with 24, Connor Morton had 10, as Tom Anderson's crew, they're 11-8, having a real great start of the campaign. I say start near the end, but that being said, they're in a good flow right now after a slow start. They are now 11-8. They win tonight 55-51, and it's a Mustang sweep tonight with the varsity winning 51-44, holding off the game. Eastern T-Birds, 18 points, not enough for Cam Krieger. He was held to only 4 points, and Edgewood shut out the T-Birds in the final 145 after they closed it to 47-44. Cole Craddock Again, the game-high leader was 16. John, a glance at our Monroe County High School scoreboard.
Okay, Bloomington South tonight, under 2 minutes left there. They have been in command of this ball game throughout, 63-30 to score. A couple things to talk about in that ball game. Bloomington South opening the contest with a 21-2 run at the first quarter. And then they opened the second half on a 17-2 run, so they've been in command again throughout. Southport also out of the out of conference Indiana playing tonight, handily beating B&L there at the end of three, 69-42. And a young man who a lot of people got their eye on, Paul Scruggs, that outstanding sophomore from Southport, 27 points in the ball game in that one. And that's courtesy of Jeff Bartlett, good buddy of mine from the Bedford Times-Mail. Andy Graham covering the South OB game tonight for the HT.
All right. Well, you can turn your cell phone off now.
It is off.
Live online streaming of all of our games made possible by Smithville. And, of course, three ways you can hear high school sports: on air, online, or on demand. Listen live here on 95 or 96.1 FM and AM 1370, or on your computer at WGCLradio.com. Katie does a great job getting the game up on the website as quick as she can. Monroe County High School Sports on WGCL, presented by Smithville. By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't wish Gabe Kuntz and all of the Edgewood wrestlers who have made it to the state championships the very best. They are at the seventh state level, Ford Center, Saturday down in Evansville. And Gabe, of course, trying to do something that every boy dreams about doing, and that is completing a season and winning a state championship in unbeaten fashion. And he is having a 40-0 season right now, wrestling at 160 pounds. And the best of luck to all the guys that wear the red and black that have advanced to the Evansville Summer State. They'll start at 9:30. And note the time change there, as they are an hour behind us. So note that. So just wanted to get that in since we're doing an Edgewood broadcast. Our next broadcast of high school basketball will be a week from tomorrow night. We'll be over at Memorial Gymnasium in Columbus, and I know that's going to be a very, very emotional night. What with the condition of Josh Fidel really not improving all that much. The young man still in an induced coma, taking so much away from the basketball at Columbus North High School. But Bloomington North will be playing there, and it will be seniors' night for the Columbus North Bulldogs, and we'll be there with Chalk Talk and Andy Hodson at 7 o'clock. Don't forget the draw for the state tournament. Edgewood is headed to West Vigo in the 3A, and they will be paired up, and we'll have all of the information for you on Friday, as, of course, Edgewood will be looking to advance in the Section 28, Class 3A. They improved to 11-9 tonight. They win it 51-44, the final over the Eastern T-Birds. You've been listening to Edgewood Mustang Basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. For our producer, Katie Robbins, John Callahan, all of our sponsors, Joe Smith, bidding you good evening from Ellensville. The red and black a winner tonight, 51-44. Have a great weekend, everyone.